Let's dive into tabloid trash. I can't wait.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
That's hot.
Winning.
And my heart is telling me that I just, like, did this too fast and I didn't know what I was doing.
Leave Benny alone.
You're a fan of Yellowstone?
Yes, I am.
You've seen every episode?
Yeah.
Have you seen all of the 1938 or 28? 23.
It was 1923 and 1838,
I believe. Yeah, I'm so confused.
We saw the 1838. We didn't really get into the 1923.
They need to make like a 1979 Yellowstone where everybody has really wide collars and ridiculous hair.
Well, there's supposed to be one like more present day with, I thought with Matthew McConaughey.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe that's something I read on Facebook. She can't believe everything you read on Facebook.
Eventually, there'll be one for every year. But anyway, Kevin Costner has finally addressed his status with Yellowstone. For the first time since rumors of his exit began swirling, he tells Entertainment Tonight, I'd like to be able to do it, meaning Yellowstone. I'd like to be able to do Yellowstone, but I haven't been able to. I thought I was going to make it to 7 seasons, but right now we're at 5. So how it works out, I hope it does, but they've got a lot of different shows going on. I guess he means the producers.
Probably.
Maybe it will. Maybe this will circle back to me. And if it does, and I really feel comfortable with it, I'd love to do it. He didn't say anything there, really, did he?
No.
He's just like, you know what? Yeah, maybe.
Like, what else are you doing, Kevin? I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, maybe he has other projects that just haven't, like, come to light yet, but I mean.
He's putting together little models.
This is a pretty big one.
Yeah, he's working on, like, a house of cards at his house. Got puzzles out. That's what Kevin Costner does. He reportedly wanted to approve his character's fate in the show, but co-creator Taylor Sheridan opposes that idea, which I can understand that. It's not Kevin's baby, it's...
Yeah, but it's also not the same without Kevin, though, either. Like, viewership would go down horribly, I think.
Okay. Kevin Costner says that Dutton needs to be proactive in what happens, and I've kind of had my own fantasy about how the character's final character arc would be. Story arc would be, but that's Taylor's thing. So it sounds like they just disagree on what happens to his character. The second half of Yellowstone's 5th season is set to make a premiere in November. So Margot Robbie, of course, had a huge success with Barbie.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know about this, she's making another movie based on a toy. It's going to be based on Monopoly. I mean, so I'm guessing the movie's going to go on for 6 hours and people are going to be yelling
flip
and
the table and yell.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how this goes. Her company, she's got her own production company, and some people working with her are producing this live-action movie based on Monopoly.
Is she going to be like, the thimble?
I don't know. Or the man, the little man? Or I don't know.
Well, she's not a man.
No, she's not. Morgan Wallen. As we know, he allegedly threw a chair off of a 6-story bar, Eric Church's bar.
Yeah.
Last weekend or sometime in Nashville. He's in trouble for that, of course. The thing is a lot of fans want to see the chair. I kind of do, too.
Oh, it's on TikTok.
Well, tourists are asking if they could see the chair. They're going to the bar and they're like, can we see the chair? I don't know why they're showing up at the bar asking.
Yeah. It's like it was a pretty big chair. Like heavy. I mean, so
it could have.
It wasn't just like a folding chair or something. Like it would have really hurt somebody had it hit them.
And obviously, a folding chair would really hurt somebody too. But you're saying it's a bigger chair.
Yeah, I will have to go back and find that TikTok that
maybe
I saw.
Is it like a Barca lounger, like a lazy?
But I mean,
boy?
Like, I feel like Morgan Wallen probably surrounds himself with like yes men that aren't going to tell him no, and I feel like he may have a problem with alcohol. This is like the second time that like. Well, our third time, really.
Although, honestly, growing up, I can't tell you how many couches and chairs I threw off of my house roof.
You did not. You're not that strong.
Kacey Musgraves has an ACM nomination, Female Artist of the Year for this song. And we all know Kacey tends to march to her own drummer.
Music isn't about data, and I think they're wrong in a lot of ways. Like, I can say, however, though, that if I hear a female that makes great music, there's nothing that's going to stop me from listening to her.
Way to go.
Yeah.
I think Kacey and I should be married. If I ever divorce, I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if my wife leaves me. Okay, kind of weird.
Yeah.
Steve Azar celebrating a birthday today. I don't know. I don't know how well you know Steve Azar. Any guess how old Steve?
What, 56?
Not bad. You're close. He's 60 today.
Oh.
And that's it. That's Tabloid Trash. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. It's 7:23. Coming up, the most envied jobs in America.
Ones we have.
You think so?
No.
So I think some people do envy our jobs.
I love my job. But.
Yeah. Coming up, the most envied jobs in America. Plus, this hour, your chance to win tickets to see Gary Allen at Rose Music Center on Friday, May 10th. We'll do that. And the phones are working this morning.
We like that. We really do.
Yeah. Is my belt okay now?
Yes, you put your clothes on correctly.
I can't believe I missed a loop.
It's not the worst thing you've ever done.
Okay, that's great to know. Okay. I've got here a list of what somebody says are the top 10 most envied jobs in America.
Okay.
And at the risk of being a guy, the one I would have wanted when I was a teenager is not on there, which I don't know if you can guess. Would have been like a Sports Illustrated swimsuit or Playboy photographer. I always thought that guy's got the best.
I don't think I ever knew that about you.
I think every man in almost.
I mean, it makes sense, but.
Yeah, every guy is like, wow, what a great job that would be. But that aside, I have the top 10 other most envied jobs.
Okay.
Okay. Number 10, cheese artisan. Have you ever thought
about. No. I mean, I do love cheese.
I could just see a couple guys on the factory line going, you know, someday, Hank, we're going to get out of here. We're going to make a good gorgonzola, you know?
Yeah.
Number 9, video game developer. That to me would be.
That would be hard, I think.
Yes.
But if you were like really into gaming, that would probably be a pretty cool job. Like you would probably think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds horrible.
It does sound horrible to me too. Plus the stress of trying to top other games.
Yeah.
And even if you've been in that world for a while, you're still like, okay, we got to make it so the princess pops out of the mushroom and blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, I can't do that.
What game are you talking
about? I'm just
about?
Saying if it was a game developer. Number 8, environmental scientist. Does anybody like want like envy?
I think it would be kind of like, I think if your job was to be like outside all the time, I think that'd be kind of like cool if you like being outdoors.
This thing I think would be weird. Social media influencer. Can you imagine if I were a social media influencer? Like how.
Well, in a small way, you have been. You've gotten paid to do some ads on Facebook.
Yeah, but nobody's following me. Like,
wanting your recommendations.
Yes. I wonder what shoes Dave is wearing.
I think that would be really hard, though, because those influencers get, like, tore apart. Because, like, one day they're like, hey, I like this product. And the next week it's a competing product. And people are like, no, you said you'd like the other one.
Right.
Well, maybe they like more than one.
I like to think I'd have my own line of shapewear, which would be nice.
Yeah.
But seriously, like, if you're a social media influencer, you're feeding an endless furnace of entertainment. Like, you've got to keep things going. Like, there's no way.
The PR packages. Have you ever watched, like, an unboxing video?
No, I've not wasted my time with that.
It's not a waste of time.
Okay.
But, like, it's crazy the amount of stuff that you would just have. Just stuff and stuff.
Yeah, I don't
and
want
stuff.
Okay. Craft brewer is number 6.
That'd be fun.
That could
like
be
beer.
Fun.
Yeah.
Vineyard manager, winemaker.
Oh, I think I would like that.
I would, too. I do think that those two, the craft brewer and vineyard person, whatever, could be stressful, too, because if you get bad weather or you can't get the hops wrong. I don't know. Number 4, most envied job in America, luxury real estate agent. I could see that.
Oh, yeah.
That could be stressful, but your commission is pretty good.
Selling Sunset.
What?
It's a show on Netflix.
Sorry. Number 3, adventure tour guide. No, I don't want to do that. Because I'd be out there in some dangerous situation with some moron who'd be like, I want to go and see what's on the other side of that cliff. You know, and I'd be like, no, 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 come over here. No, 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 don't go to the cliff.
I'd be like, just go.
Number 2 is, I don't know if I'm saying this right, chocolate expert.
Oh. Eh.
It would taste good.
I guess.
Number 1 most envied job besides my dream job as a teenager is number 1 is wildlife photographer.
That would be really cool.
It would be cool if you could make money at it. I'm sure some people do.
I'm sure National Geographic pays pretty well for some of the footage that they get.
Do they, though?
I think so.
I don't know. Who's, like, nobody subscribes to National Geographic anymore, so I don't know.
But they make, like, shows.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure they make some good money. I don't know. You're right. I do envy them.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria at 7:40. Coming up, something much more important than really anything else we're talking about today. We've got a chance to win Gary Allen tickets.
Yes, that's much more important.
It is. And he's going to be at Rose Music Center on Friday, May 10th. We are going to do a game where somebody has to sing along with me. And you, if you want to join in, Victoria.
I'll let him sing with you.
Okay. 419-879-9292. The phones are working this morning, and we'll do all this coming up on the Frog. So we've got a pair of tickets to see Gary Allen. He is going to be at the Rose Music Center on Friday, May 10th. Yesterday, one of those rare times when the phones were all down.
Yeah.
So we're trying to give away tickets and nobody's calling. And boy, that's humbling.
Yep.
I'm like, oh boy, is anybody out there? But it turns out, yeah, all the phones were not working, but they are working now. So we've got a little game here we're going to play. I would like someone that really knows Gary Allen songs, hit songs, to call and to sing along with me. 419-879-9292. But you got to really know. Should I say what song it is or no?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
You got to really know Gary Allen songs to call and sing along with me. Hi, what's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda, where are you from?
Lakeview.
Okay, Amanda. You know Gary Allen songs pretty well?
I think so.
Do you know Rainy Night in Georgia? I mean, do you know songs about rain? Sorry, I accidentally read the lyric. Do you know songs about rain?
I think so.
I think you're okay. All right. So I'm going to ask you to finish the lyric, okay? So we're going to try this. It starts off with Rainy Night in Georgia. You know that song, right?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll give it a shot. Here we go. Rainy night in Georgia, Kentucky rain. Sing along. But here comes that rainy day feeling again. Blue eyes crying in the early morning rain. They go, come on, Amanda, they go on and on. There's no two out the same. Amanda, I don't think it's working out, you know?
Yeah, I don't think she was able to finish the lyric.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate you trying. 419-879-9292. Hi, what's your name?
Candy.
Candy, okay, you know songs about rain?
I'm sure.
Okay, could be the same disaster. I'm going to need you to finish the lyric, so here we go. Rainy night in Georgia. Sing with me, Kentucky rain. Here comes that rainy day feeling again. The goat, blue eyes. Wait, what? Morning rain.
It's breaking up. I'm sorry.
They go on and on. That's okay. There's no two the same. Okay, here we go. Oh, it would be easy
to fall in love in the rain. I don't know.
Oh, man.
That was some great songwriting there, Candy.
I do appreciate it. Hi, what's your name? What's your name?
Tammy.
Tammy, okay. You ready?
Yep.
We're going to sing here. Rainy night in Georgia. Kentucky rain. Here comes that rainy day feeling again. I feel like we're connecting.
Yeah.
Blue eyes crying in the early morning rain. They go on and on. There's no two the same. Oh, finish it.
It would be easy to blame all these songs about rain.
Oh, my goodness. Woo! You and I are hitting the road. We're going out on tour. It's going to be big.
And right before you do that, you're going to go see Gary Allen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Awesome. That's true, too. Yes. I didn't think that was as important, but yes.
Oh, maybe it wasn't. I'm sorry.
You hang on, okay?
All right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Three big things.
Three big things brought to you by Activate LA County. First big thing, Parker McCollum is up for an ACM for the video for this song, Burn It Down. And it turns out it was kind of a hazardous video shoot.
We're in a desert. I mean, the desert. It's like the ocean, but sand. It was actually really cold in the morning, then it got really hot at night, and then, you know, the smoke and the fire, and they want me to walk through it over and over, take after take after take. I'm walking through, like, this chemical burning black smoke. I'm like, this is really risking it for a music video, but it turned out great.
It's like the ocean, but sand.
I mean, it sounds like he just finally completed like third grade science.
I mean, I know what he means.
I know.
But if I said that, you would.
That was.
Yeah, you'd call me out on that.
That was not the smartest thing he could have ever said.
But if you want to see the video for Burn It Down, again, ACM nominated video. It's on our website, 921thefrog.com. Second big thing, People feel like they only use about half of the information they were taught in school. And people trust Google more than what they learned. I do.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, on some things.
Well, yeah, obviously. It depends on the website you're going to. You definitely confirmation bias out there. But yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a lot of, like, what I learned in school that I use on a daily basis.
I could see that.
Yeah. Algebra. Huh.
Yeah, but...
And you know what? My sixth grade math teacher always said, you're not going to walk around with a calculator in your pocket every day. Ha! Joke's on you.
Okay, I'm sure that sixth grade teacher is feeling the burn right now. I was going to say, though, if I can get nerdy for a second, that school teaches you how to learn.
Yes.
And it teaches you how to find that those interests, that areas that you, you know, or what you're good at. I mean, so in that sense, you have to kind of have everything thrown at you or you won't know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
but,
true.
Okay, enough nerding out. The third big thing, today's National Pet Day. Yeah.
We like our pets.
We do. In fact, I can't imagine not having a pet. I went through a period from like college to about my mid-20s where we didn't have a pet. And yeah, that's a real gap.
I know. I love my dog, but once it's her time, I don't know that I'll get another one.
Because you, well, why? Because you can't handle the passing away of the animal?
No, because she doesn't sleep through the night and I want to sleep.
What if you get like a really docile dog?
I've tried that before. They never sleep through the night.
Okay. All right. Well, on that happy note, it's National Pet Day.
Love her, though.
I know you do. It's a good day to give to a shelter if you want to. We also have a post on our Facebook page asking you to post a picture of your adorable pet. Aww.
Yeah.
So please do that. So the perfect grilled cheese sandwich, Victoria, is this a thing with you?
No.
My wife is very much like obsessed with it. It's got to be perfect. She doesn't quite trust me to make a grilled cheese sandwich. I do. But she doesn't quite trust me. She's always
really?
She's always kind of like, what's going on over there with the grilled cheese? What's going on?
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, like, to her, the perfect grilled cheese, and I guess me too, would be, I guess, white bread. Really, the bread doesn't matter to me, but white bread usually.
Yeah.
Wheat's fine. Doesn't matter. They taste the same, don't they, really?
No.
Okay. So, like, a perfect golden crispiness crust kind of thing going with the...
Yeah.
You got it. So you put the butter on it, you know, you put it in the...
No.
What do you do?
Mayonnaise.
Oh, no. We're already going to disagree.
Mayonnaise will get you that crisp better.
I agree that it does. Here's the problem with mayonnaise and grilled cheese. It's too greasy. So, like, you're holding on to this thing with your hand, you know, and it's
you just put a little light layer. You don't have to put a bunch on.
It's really greasy. I tried it once.
No greasier than butter.
Yeah, butter's not as greasy.
Whatever.
Okay, so tell me about your perfect grilled cheese.
Oh, no, finish telling me about yours.
Well, just that the cheese to bread ratio is important. You know, you got to have at least two slices of something. Can't just be one slice.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I figured.
Do you just stack your two slices on?
I don't know. Why?
Because I put, like, the first slice, like, in a very corner, and then I tear the other piece, like, up, so it perfectly covers the rest of the bread.
Okay. All right. So you're talking about like square pieces?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what do you use?
Well, I don't know. It's whatever's lying around.
Oh. Like, no, we use singles.
I like those Colby rounds, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, we use singles.
I mean, singles are fine, too. They taste good. Okay. The perfect grilled cheese sandwich. Your mayo smothered grilled cheese. Do you cut it in a diagonal or across, or do you not cut it at all?
I'm not five. I don't cut it.
You're not five. You don't cut it.
Yeah.
And crusts don't matter either?
No.
Okay. I would say that, yeah, I don't usually bother to cut it either, but they say the perfect grilled cheese sandwich is actually made with two slices of American cheese on white bread, medium toasted, and cut diagonally.
Mm.
That's what people
say. I will
say,
like, the commercials, like, for the Kraft singles, you know, where they use, like, a grilled cheese, those look perfect every time.
Well, yeah, they're not going to show you something burnt.
Well, I know, but still. But that's not realistic.
No, it's not? Why not? Because it's too perfect?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad we had this talk.
Yes, we're figuring out all kinds of things.
We are way overpaid. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. It's 8:33. Coming up is Tabloid Trash. If you're a fan of Yellowstone and you happen to love Kevin Costner.
I do.
We'll tell you about Kevin Costner and Yellowstone and other stuff going on. Oh, Margot Robbie. You know, she just played Barbie.
Yeah.
She's going to do another toy. It's a movie. We'll see how that goes. Morgan Wallen, throwing chairs and more to get to on The Frog.